Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Hearing up to the point of spontaneous love, the Lord said, "This is all right, but if you know more, please tell me." In reply, Ramananda Rai said, "Spontaneous loving service and servitude as exchanged by master and servant is the highest perfection." Purport. Spontaneous loving service to the Lord is called devotional service, with an intimate attachment between the servitor and the served. This intimacy is called mamata. Between the servitor and the served, there is a feeling of oneness. This mamata begins with dasya prema, service rendered to the master by the servant. Unless there is such a relationship, the loving affairs between the Lord and his devotee are not actually fixed. When the devotee feels the Lord is my master and renders service unto him, Krishna consciousness is awakened. This fixed consciousness is on a higher platform than simple cognizance of love of Godhead. It's a very short purport. Om Adnyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are continuing our discussion of this very intimate pastime of Ramananda Rai speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very intimate because, unlike some leelas which are intimate, this is even more intimate because the secret of all secret is revealed in these conversations. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai take us through a gradation of understanding right up to the crescendo, which is, I don't want to reveal that. As we read through, you'll know. But Ramananda Rai initially starts saying, okay, varnashram is the goal of life. And then Mahaprabhu said, well, speak more. Sometimes he would say, heohaya, yes, that may be. Kohara, please speak more. Or sometimes he would say, ehobahya, this is only external. This understanding is very external. Please speak something deeper. So Ramananda Rai, in response to Mahaprabhu, he firmly thinks that, Mahaprabhu, actually you are making me speak. Although it apparently seems that I am answering your questions, I am actually your mouthpiece and you are the one who speaks through me. So we heard yesterday that prema bhakti is the highest. So we know sadhana bhakti is of two types. What are the two types? Sadhana bhakti? Yes. Raganuga and Vaidhi. What is the meaning of Raganuga? Huh? Spontaneous devotional service. So, Anuga, Anu means to follow, Ga means to go. To go according to Raga, which is love. Spontaneously, to go according to how you feel. That is also acceptable form of sadhana bhakti. although it is far superior. And in Manasiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami says, our process is to follow the Vaidhi Bhakti and go into Raga, not directly have very emotional feeling type of bhakti. So what is Vaidhi Bhakti? The word Vaidhi comes from Vidhi. Vidhi means there is a rules and regulations. Yes, there is a specific rules and regulations that you have to follow. So this sadhana bhakti, it leads us to, what does it lead us to? Or, you know, whichever sadhana bhakti we follow, Vaidhi or Raganuga, it should lead us to bhava bhakti. And bhava bhakti leads to prema bhakti. And what is prema bhakti? Pure love of Godhead. Acting in pure love of Godhead. However, we may think we have reached where we need to reach. But then Mahaprabhu says this prema bhakti is of 9 levels. Imagine you work hard to go to the top of the mountain. You know, in Vraj there is Badri. If you ever go to Vrindavan, please go to Adi Badri. And many years ago, 20 years or more, I hitchhiked with a few Brajvasi friends. But we went from the bottom of the mountain to the top. And when I thought we reached the peak, there was more. So this is a little like that. Prema Bhakti is 9 levels. Prema Bhakti itself is 9 levels. And these are individually realized only when one starts to act on the level of prema from Dasya Bhava onwards. So how many moods can one have in relation to Krishna? 5 mellows. What are the 5 mellows? Before Dasya? Shanta. Then Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya or Shringara. So we start with Shanta. However, in this conversation, if you remember the previous verse where Ramananda Rai had said, what is the goal? He had said, prema bhakti is the goal. So from prema bhakti, he is now jumping to dasya bhakti. He skipped Shanta. Why did he skip Shanta? Just to remind you, this is verse number 71. In 68 he said, well, in 67 he had said, prema bhakti is the highest. And Mahaprabhu in reply, he said, Prabhu kohe eho hoya age kahara. Raya kohe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sara. So he had said, prema bhakti is the sadhya sara. So where is from prema bhakti, we are now jumping to dasa bhakti. So where is Shanta? Shanta has been skipped completely. Is it? This is the question, right? Shanta is in all the rasas. That is correct, absolutely. However, why he did not mention Shanta? Actually, he's not talking about, he's talking about gradation. So he should have mentioned Shanta. But Shanta is not mentioned. Well, he mentioned Varnashrama, where you do mixed devotion. Indirect devotion rather. He mentioned Karma Mishra Bhakti. He mentioned Mishra Bhakti. So what is the hesitation to mention Shanta? So we will see why he did not. Actually he did. So we have to expand our understanding of what is the 9 levels of prema to be able to understand the fact that Shanta Bhakti is actually mentioned. Let me give away the answer. So Shanta Bhakti is non-different from the level of Prema Bhakti. When one attains the level of Prema, so after Bhava, Prema, That is Shanta Bhakti. At that point, there is no deep attachment for the Lord. It is only a feeling that the Lord is my master or is my everything, not even master. The Lord is everything and I am simply a spirit soul. The Lord is everything. You have nishtha, you have firm faith in the Lord. Krishna nishtha, Mahaprabhu says. This is the first guna, quality of Shantaras. What is that? Having firm faith in Krishna. The second quality of Shantaras is Trishna Tyaga. Trishna means the hankering for things of the world. When one has hankering of things of this world, till that point one cannot get prema. Prema bhakti is only from the point that one gives up the hankering of this world. So Trishna Tyaga and Krishna Nishtha. What are the two things? Krishna Nishtha and Trishna Tyaga, which is completely giving up all material hankering. These two, when one reaches in prema, that is Shantaras. So the previous verse where he says that prema is sarvasadhyasara, what he actually means is same as Shantaras. Prema and Shantaras is the same. In Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, I believe it's the third option, he says, Rupa Goswami says, that Dasya is the same as Preeti Rasa. Dasya Rasa is Preeti Rasa. Because only from Dasya does one actually develop some love for Krishna. Before Dasya there is no love, active love for Krishna. And Prabhupada in the purport he says there is no mamata. There is no minus. The Lord does not feel the devotee belongs to him. And the devotee does not really feel that the Lord belongs to him. Before Dasya, that is the situation. So in Shantarasa, all this is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rupa Shiksha. This is Rai Ramananda Samvad in Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, one of his favorite parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita was this. Rai Ramananda Samvad. And second favorite was Rupa Shiksha. Rupa Shiksha is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving Shiksha to Rupa Goswami, which he actually summarized and composed the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So in that Rupa Shiksha, we find this. Listen carefully. Swarga Moksha Krishna Bhakta Naraka Kori Mane. One who is Krishna Bhakta, he thinks, what is this Swarga? What is Moksha? It is as good as hell. To get Swarga or Moksha is like hell. But what does that Krishna Bhakta have? Krishna Nishtha Trishna Tyaga Shantera Duhi Gune. These two are gunas of Shantaras. Ei Duhi Guna Vyape Shabha Bhakta Jane. These two are, as Srinivas Prabhu was saying, these two are amongst all those who experience prema. So we said how from Shraddha, Adav Shraddha, you go all the way to prema. Prema is 9 categories or 9 levels. Just at the entry door of prema, one expresses these two qualities. Krishna Nishtha, firm faith in the Lord, and Trishna Tyaga. And this is Shantarasa. Dui ei dui guna vyape shabha bhakta jane akashera shabda guna jina bhuta gane. Just like akasha. Akasha means you have sky, yeah, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, the 5 elements. Ether is in everything. Ether is in earth, ether is in fire, water. Isn't everything. Similarly, These two qualities pervade, of Shantaras, pervade all the other four mellows. Shantera, Swabhava, Krishna, Mamata, Gandha, Hina, completely Hina, completely devoid of Mamata, Gandha. In Shantaras, there is not even a sniff of Mamata. What is Mamata? The Lord feels I belong to Him. And He feels, no, I belong to the Lord. This is Dasharas. Then in Shantaras, what does one think? Param Brahma, Paramatma, Jnana, Pravina. In Shantaras, one only knows Paramatma, Param Brahma. Like Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he said, what did he tell Krishna when Krishna showed his universal form? What was Arjuna's reaction? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. You are the supremely pure. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. You are the supreme refuge. This mood is Shantaras. Where the Lord is supreme. That's all. Kevala Swarupa Jnana Haya Shantarase. In Shantaras you only know that you are a spirit soul. Part and parcel of Krishna. Purnaishwarya Prabhu Jnana Adhika Hoya Dasye. So in Dasyaras is when you start knowing that the Lord, who He is. Like Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, you know, the Christian missionaries would come, they would say, yeah, God is great. And Prabhupada said, no. How great is God? That you have to find out. So to find that out, you have to go from Dasyaras onwards. So, now in Dasyaras, Ishvara Jnana Sambhrama Gaurava Prachura. This Dasyaras is broadly of two types. First of all, it has Ishvara Jnana, which means you know the Lord is my master. But there are two types of Dasyaras. One is known as Sambhrama, the other is Gaurava. Sambhrama means, Bhakti in Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. Sambhrama means running behind, hurriedly, quickly. They are just so eager to serve the Lakshmis. Hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis want to serve Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets. So, Sambhrama is one type of Dasya Bhakti where you consider yourself a servant and you want to just continue serving the master no matter what. There is another level of Dasya Bhakti which is known as Gaurava. In Gaurava Dasya Bhakti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jaiva Dharma, Srila Prabhupada explains both in the Nectar of Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gaurava Dasya Bhakti is where you feel you possess the Lord. So Gaurava Dasya Bhakti is expressed by those who are Krishna's sons. For examples, the sons of Krishna in Dwarka, they feel we have the right to embrace Krishna. They feel they have the right to embrace Krishna. Nobody else. So this kind of Dasya Bhakti is called Gaurava Dasya Bhakti. And Seva Kori Krishna Sukha Deneya Nirantana. So the Dasya Bhakti's main quality is that I have to serve the Lord constantly, no matter what. In the Shantaras and the previous Prema Bhakti, where it was mentioned in the previous verse, verse 68. You just love the Lord, but you don't serve actively. But that is lower than Dasya Bhakti. Actually, in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, there are two examples. One who had Prema Bhakti, one personality. And the other personality who had Dasya Bhakti. And actually that episode demonstrates how Dasya Bhakti is superior. Can you think of that personality, 9th canto of Bhagavatam? Those two personalities, huh? Prahlad and Hanuman. They are both Dasya Bhakti. They both demonstrate Dasya Bhakti. But 9th canto of Bhagavatam? Yes, Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, actually, it's mentioned by the Acharyas, was a Prema Bhakta. He was Shanta Bhakta. But Ambarish was Dasya Bhav. So Durvasa could not understand Ambarish, his position. So in Dasya Bhav, Seva Kori Krishna Sukha Dena Nirantar. Constantly serve. Hanumanji, as you mentioned, is one of the... Hanuman is the emblem of Dasya Bhakti. And he wants to serve to the extreme. He is not willing. So when Lakshman fainted and they got Ravana's doctor to come and have a look. Doctor said, you get this particular, you know, herb from the Himalayas. Yeah, Sanjeevani. And instead of trying to find that, he brought the whole mountain. So he serves to the extreme. Once after they had reached Ayodhya, generally Hanumanji wouldn't bother to, you know, approach Sita Devi. But for him, Sita Devi was, whereas Lakshman would not look at Sita Devi beyond her feet. Hanumanji very gladly would look at her. Because his mood was, this is my mother. Which child will be shy of looking at his mother? You know, she is like a mother. So he was passing, jumping through the palace of Ayodhya. He was enjoying. He saw Mother Sita is getting ready to attend the court. You know, Ramachandra is the king. Mother Sita is the queen. They are attending the court services in the palace. So while passing, he saw Mother Sita putting her vermilion, kumkum, or sindoor rather, not kumkum, sindoor, which women who are married, they put. So Hanumanji paused and he said, Mother, you look very pretty. And yeah, child can tell that to mother, right? It would be very odd if Lakshman said something like that. But Hanumanji is a son. And then he asked, what is this orange thing that you put on in between your hair? So she said, oh, this is to make sure that my Lord lives long and his glories are sung in the three worlds. That's why I put this. So Hanumanji said, very nice. This is very nice. So after 10 minutes, when Mother Sita was there in the sabha, the big assembly, one monkey, huge monkey, completely saffron in color, he came. They thought, who is this? Oh, this is Hanuman. Ramachandra asked, what did you do, Hanuman, to yourself? He said, Mother Sita said, by putting this orange mark, you will live long and your glories will be sung in the three worlds. So I have to put it all over my body. This is Dasa Bhakti. So Hanumanji, if you go to temples in India, he has no color other than just sindoor all over. He's orange. Even in Braj, if you go, anyway, we will not go there. But another pastime is there. So the point is this. Seva kari Krishna Sukha Dena Nirantara. Nirantara Sukha Dena. This is the goal of Dasya Bhakti. Constantly I want to make him happy. The Lord happy. This happens at Dasya Bhakti. Shantera Guna Dasya Che Adhika Sevana. So what is in Shantaras? Krishna Nishtha, Trishna Tyaga is already there in Dasharas, but there is an addition. Adhika Shebana. Seva is added. Service is added. In Dasharas, there is Seva. Atoeva Dasharasher Eidui Guna. That is why in Dasharas, both exist. Now, examples of Shantaras? Any examples of Shantaras? Yes. Huh? Four Kumaras, yes. The desire trees, Kalpavriksha in the spiritual world. That is a very good one actually, Kalpavriksha in the spiritual world. So, there are two views, and actually Srila Prabhupada also mentions in one place that in Goloka there is no Shantaras. Anyway, the reason is the Kalpavriksha trees, they have Dasya Bhav in Goloka, but Kalpavriksha trees in Vaikuntha, they have Shantaras. Similarly, yeah, I mean, there are no animals practically other than those for entertainment in Vaikuntha planets. But in Goloka, there are animals like, you know, monkeys are there. We know there is cows, and the monkeys have Sakhyaras with Krishna. When Krishna is having the curd, a monkey grabs it and says, "Hey, you're having so much, let me have some." They even go to bite Krishna, seemingly. So Krishna, out of fear, he gives up. Oh, okay, you eat. This only in Sakhyaras. In Dasyaras, there is Seva Bhav, but there is Gaurava and Sambrahma. Sambrahma means you are eagerly serving. Oh, he is worthy of my service. And Gaurava, which means there is also respect. You feel you own him, but there is still respect, like with the father and the son. There is still some respect. But in Sakhyaras, you enter Vishrambha. Vishrambha means no respect for the other person. He is on an equal footing. Why should I respect him? So when the friends, they play with Krishna, Krishna generally loses because he is younger. That's why he loses. You know, like a small boy, when a 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy plays with 10-year-olds or 15-year-olds, the child will lose. And when he loses, they all make fun of him and say, "You are a loser." And Krishna cries. And he says, they say, "You're not only a loser, you don't have the game spirit. You're always crying. You're a crybaby." They say this to Krishna. So in Sakhyaras they can do, in Dasharas you can never say. So this example of Shantaras, in spiritual world it is not found, they say. In which world? Goloka. Spiritual world means like that beautiful painting is there. Vaikuntha planet, yes, there is Shantaras. Vaikuntha planet, there is Shantaras, but not Goloka, they say. Sometimes some experts also say in Goloka it is the same, but anyway. Here, other examples of Shantaras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given, Shanta Bhakta, Nava Yogendra, Shanaka Diyara. Shanaka and other four Kumaras. Shanaka, Sanatana, Sananda, they are all Shantaras. Nava Yogendra, they were all Shantaras. Generally, even Narada, Narada Muni is in Shantaras. Also it is mentioned, Parikshit Maharaj is in Shantaras. It is mentioned, Shantanu Maharaj is in Shantaras. So these are some examples that are mentioned by the Acharyas. Dasya Bhava Bhakta Sarvatra Sevaka Para. How many in Dasya Bhava? Who all are in Dasyaras? So many. There is no limit of how many are there in Dasya Ras. Yet, it is mentioned, Dasya Bhave Anandita Parishada Gana. In Dasya Bhava, you have all the followers, Parishada Gana. Like Bhishma is in Dasya Bhava. Brahmaji, he is also in Dasya Bhava. Lord Brahma, it's mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vidhi Bhava Narada Ara Shuka Sanatana. These are examples of Dasyaras. Dasyaras, which is mentioned here, Vidhi means Brahmaji, he is in Dasyaras. Bhava means Lord Shiva is in Dasyaras. Narada Muni is in Dasyaras. The four Kumaras, they are also in Dasyaras. So can we actually categorize every personality in Krishna Leela in one of the five categories? Yes or no? What do you think? Yes.
Is one explanation in Sartha Varshanitika that certain personalities are fixed in the rasa with Krishna, and some of them are like fluctuation. There's a fluctuation, like Arjuna, for instance. But for instance, Mother Yashoda, she's fixed in her rasa and doesn't change. Maybe it creeps in sometimes, this awe and reverence, but straight away disappears. But other personalities, they fluctuate in their rasa.
Very good, perfect. So the answer is that, we take any example, let's say Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj, on the one end, he is older than Krishna. And so he has some degree of vatsalya for Krishna. However, his predominant mood is that of dasya. So he is dasya vatsalya. But it is hard to pinpoint the different rasas of the associates. Only those, as Prabhuji was saying, only those who are in fixed rasa, we could know theirs. But otherwise, not everyone else's. So, Mahaprabhu says, Radha Krishnera, not Mahaprabhu, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Radha Krishner Leela ei ati gudhatara. Radha Krishna's Leela is very, very secret, very, very difficult to understand. Dasya Vatsalyadi Bhave Na Hoya Gochara. You are not able to categorize every personality into one of these five mellows. It's not possible. So we should not even endeavor, we should not even try to do that, because we would fail. So, this Dasya Bhava is such that one relates to the Lord in a way that one needs nothing and one has to give everything to the Lord. Whereas in Prema, in Shanta, you only accept the Lord as worthy of service, but there isn't any active relationship there. So Durvasa Muni, for example, he was very proud that he understands the Lord. Actually, there is Durvasa Muni Ashram in Braj also. And although some say in Nimbarka Sampradaya, they say this Durvasa is different from the Durvasa Muni of Bhagavatam. It's a different Muni by that name. Sorry, my mistake. Not Nimbarka. The Ramanujis, they say. But the Nimbarka Sampradaya, they accept this Durvasa Muni to be the same as Durvasa Muni. And that Durvasa Muni gave blessing to Srimati Radharani also. There is Durvasa Muni Ashram. You should visit, it's a nice place. So, Durvasa Muni, he thinks, oh, I am so renounced. I am a Muni, I am intelligent. I am a sannyasi. Not only that, I only drink the juice of Durva grass. I don't eat also anything. So his name was Durvasa, Or in some Puranas, his name is given as Durvasha. Ashanam means to eat. And Durva means the Durva grass. It's a particular kind of grass. So this Durvasa Muni, all he had was once a day, he would make a juice of grass and he would drink that. That's all. So his name was Durvasa. That was his tapasya. So this, he was very proud and he was sannyasi. He had so many disciples. Whereas Ambarish was just this grihastha, you know, engrossed in ruling his kingdom and so many followers and so many people in his kingdom, and he had ministers and he was doing his daily affairs. So Durvasa could never really feel this Ambarish as anything more than a simple struggling grihastha. And generally, this is also in India especially, when they see somebody in saffron or somebody in a sannyas garment, they completely feel, oh, this personality is extraordinary. Srila Prabhupada said, I have grihastha sannyasis. So there are grihasthas who are more powerful than sannyasis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha. So many other grihasthas are there. So the point is that Ambarish was in Dasya Bhav. He did not waste a moment without thinking, speaking, or physically serving the Lord. Not one moment. That is the qualification of Dasya Bhakti. And in that Dasya Bhakti, when Durvasa offended Ambarish, Durvasa ran everywhere. He went to Lord everywhere. He went to Lord Shiva. And ultimately he went to Lord Narayan and he said, this is your servant. This chakra, Sudarshan chakra, is your servant. You have to stop him. He is approaching me to chop my head off. What was Narayan's response? Sorry, can't do, can't help. Ambarish has my heart. He says this very famous verse in the 9th canto. Very, very famous. Very sweet verse. He says, Aham bhakta paradhino. Aham bhakta paradhino. He says, I have four qualities. Everyone thinks I am the supreme, but I have four qualities which you don't know, Durvasa. You think you are a muni, you think you are intelligent, you are a sannyasi, but in reality you know nothing. These four qualities, nobody knows. Today I reveal these four qualities of mine. Aham bhakta paradhino. I am paradhina to my bhakta. I am dependent on my bhakta. I am dependent on my devotee. This is those who exhibit dasya bhava and above to those devotees. Aham bhakta paradhino hya svatantra. And I am asvatantra. I cannot act independent of my devotee's desire. How powerful is that? The Lord says, who is meant to be svatantra, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse, it says, Tene brahma ridaya adi kavaye muhyanti yat surayaha. And the definition of the Lord is swarat. Swarat means he is svatantra, he is completely free of anyone's interference. Srila Prabhupada called Krishna the supreme autocrat. Autocrat means I do what I want. But he is amongst all those people who think they are autocrats, like there are so many, at least several years ago, there were regimes which were in this world which were dictatorial in nature. And the dictators would think, oh, I will do what I want. But Krishna is a supreme autocrat, Srila Prabhupada said. So such a swatantra person, Krishna here, Narayan is saying, Aham Quality number one, bhakta paradhino. If my devotee does not feed me, I go hungry. He aswatantra, and I am not independent. Aswatantra. My real nature is I am aswatantra. Ivadvija. You think you are a Brahman? You are a great personality? So he is taunting him. He is saying, I am aswatantra. Oh Dvija, oh Brahman. Narayan is taunting. If my devotees want me to dance, if the gopis say, oh please dance like a peacock, Krishna dances. And they say, actually no peacock can dance like you, please dance more. Dance, dance, dance. And he continues to dance. He becomes a mruga, krida mruga, Bhagavatam says. In the Nava Yogendra Samvad, in the 11th canto, a beautiful verse is there, where it is said, Krishna is the krida mruga in the hands of his devotee. Krida mruga means a toy. You know, like you have these stuffed toys, children have stuffed toys. Sometimes they are playing with him, hugging the teddy bear. And another time, they just fling the bear. Yeah? Correct? So here, Krishna says, I am aswatantra. I dance as they make me dance. Third quality, sadhubir grasta ridayo. My heart is not my own. My heart, you know, like we, sometimes when we are completely in a state of debt, when we have debt, you put everything for, how do you call it, you kind of trade everything, you give everything to your bank or whoever is giving you the money. In exchange for the money, you are putting that thing in custody of the bank, right? So like mortgage is, you have a house which is actually not yours, it belongs to the bank. You will pay off and release it. So, Krishna says, he does not have a heart. Krishna does not have a heart. Why? Sadhubhir grasta ridayo. I have given my heart. My heart is in the custody of the sadhus, of my dasya bhava and above devotees. They have the custody of my heart. I don't possess my own heart. We think that we want to really, really please Krishna. We want to be close to his heart. We think like that, right? I want to be close to Krishna's heart. But Krishna doesn't have a heart. I mean, he's saying like that here. Where is his heart? With the devotees. So I look at some devotee and I say, I don't like this man. I hate him. Or I hate her. Or I dislike her. We have this mood and at the same time we want to please Krishna. Will it be possible? The devotee owns the heart of Krishna. Krishna doesn't have the heart. Grastaridayo, sadhubihi grastaridayaha. To the degree that we have envy, once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave a class. There was only about 6-7, it was a very rainy morning in Bombay. And there were floods. So I navigated through the floods. It was like, you know, there's waterlogging in Bombay. And 1993. Big floods. So I went to the temple and Maharaj gave Bhagavatam class for 3 devotees, me and 2 others. It was so nice. So wonderful those days. So His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj, he was talking about this very thing. He said, devotees Krishna has given his heart in loan to the devotees. My heart is yours. You do what you want. Like that. So, no, I said it wrong. Krishna actually loans back his heart from the devotees. So the devotees are the real custodians of his heart. And Maharaj then said that until you have envy, hatred, dislike for even one devotee, you cannot get prema bhakti, which is shantaras actually, right? Forget going into Goloka. Then Maharaj said, no, until you have hatred, envy, indifference. Sometimes we think, oh, we have to just reciprocate. Somebody does this, we will do that. Somebody does this, we will do that. That's a very lower level of understanding, reciprocation. So Maharaj said, until you have indifference, envy, hatred towards any living entity in this universe, you cannot enter Goloka. True. Because you hate anyone, you envy anyone, you are indifferent towards anyone. You are indifferent towards the Lord. Because the Lord considers every living entity to his part, to be his part and parcel. Aham bija pradapita. I am the seed giving father. If you envy my sons, how do I tolerate? So, this, what to speak of devotees and what to speak of pure devotees? So the third quality is grasta hridaya. His heart is, Krishna has no heart. His heart is with the devotees. They are the possessors of Krishna's heart. The fourth quality, and this is beautiful. The last quality he says, bhaktair bhakta jana priyaha. Bhaktai, of those who are my devotees, bhakta jana priyaha. I am not only dear, or not only are my devotees dear to me, the devotees of my devotees are dear to me. This is my other quality. Not only my devotees. So for Dasyaras and above, one can control the Lord. So, although Amrish did not want to control the Lord, nonetheless, the Lord was controlled by Amrish Maharaj. Because this is the nature of the Lord. You see, one cannot go against his or her nature. The Lord cannot go against his nature. These four are his qualities. And he then says to Durvasa, the only person who can help you is Amrish. Even I can't do anything because I just told you I don't have any control. Asvatantra. I have no independence. Why? Sadhavordayam mayam. The sadhus are in my heart. Sadhunam hridayat tvaham. And I am in the sadhu's heart. Sadhus are in my heart and I am in their heart. Madanyat tena jananti. They don't know anyone other than me. Naham tebhyo managapi. And I don't know anyone other than them. Who are these sadhus? We may say they are pure devotees, but what do we really mean? We really mean these are dasyaras and above. Dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, and madhurya. They are the ones who control. Like once when Ramachandra and Mother Sita had reached Ayodhya, they thought, Sita Devi actually had a conference with the three brothers. Lakshman, who are Lord Ramchandra's brothers? Bharat, Shatrughna and Lakshman. These three brothers. Of course, Ramchandra himself. So three brothers and Sita Devi, they had a conference. They said, this Hanuman, he's a very dear devotee of Ramachandra, but there is a problem. You know, sometimes we have this, even when some special guests, sannyasis, they visit, only some fixed number of devotees, they are always loitering around. Correct? So Sita Devi also had the same challenge. She said, I am supposed to be the wife, but this Hanuman, day and night, he is serving Ramchandra, not letting me in anything. When I want to serve something, mother, I'll take the plate. When Lakshman says, brother, let us go out to the forest. Okay, I will take him. Everything, you know, he's grabbing all services. We have to relieve him. We have to give him some, you know, time off. Too much seva. So give him some time off. So you see, in the Vedic system, we have this clock, 24-hour clock. In the Vedic system, it works by yama. Yama means there are 8 yamas. 4 yamas of the day and 4 of the night. So one yama is roughly 3 hours. And yamas have many practical application. For example, the Shastra say if somebody dies, you should cremate the body within... Well, it says you should not cremate the body within the first yama. The first yama means the first 3 hours. But you must cremate the body within the next 3 yamas. So within the first 6 hours you should cremate the body. Why not the first 3 hours? Huh? Yeah. Because sometimes, you know how when we are overworked and we are busy, we make mistakes, right? So sometimes these Yamadutas also, they are overworked. Too many people to carry. So they carry somebody else. Some other Kartik Chandradas goes instead of this. Then Yamraj says, so they have to bring the soul, and within, it says that within 24 minutes they go up. Just for checking. This is just passport control, check. Yes, this is the right guy. Yeah. So just for check, huh? You don't, otherwise the journey is 1 year. The actual troublesome journey is 1 year. So 24 minutes you go, you get checked. Yes, this is the right man. Or no, go back. You got the wrong one. So if within the first yama, three hours you burn the person or you bury the person, he may come back to life. It has happened actually. In my own family also it happened. With my own grandfather, they thought he is dead. The Veda came, they put, cotton in the nostril. They put a coin on the palm and here, 2 coins. So if the pulse is going, the coin will move. And they really look sharply like that. So he said, no, gone. This man is gone. So Jayavadana Shastri, his name was, so gone. And then after 25 minutes, he woke up. And all the guests, some thought he is a ghost and ran away. But he was not a ghost, he was alive. So it happens. There's maybe some wrong, overworked sometimes. So, error. So, this yama has very practical application. Anyway, I digressed. But the day is divided into 4 yamas. So Sita Devi said, okay, each one of us will claim 1 yama. So, I will manage the 6 hours of the night, Sita Devi said. Early morning, Bharat should come for 6 yamas. Middle of the day, Shatrughna. And then towards the night, Lakshmana. And we just tell this to Hanuman. Finish. No discussion. So they went to Hanuman. They said, okay, 4 yamas, we are distributing like this. This is the new service order. When some authority comes and says, we have been doing this service for so many years. In Juhu temple, I used to enjoy this service of shoe stall. Because that is the service. Anyway, I don't want to reveal too many secrets. But that was a very nice service. With brahmacharis, there was, we would enjoy shoe stall service. And it was in Juhu. I don't know how they do it now, but it was underground. So you actually go underground and people take their shoes and you just collect the shoes like this. So your eye level is here. And then there were few brahmacharis who would illegally do things like breaking the fast on Janmashtami. They had some nice nimbupani. And they said, because we are hard working, we are okay to break the fast. So I like that seva. I used to like that. So that was my secret anyway. So we do some services. One day, I think that devotee is now the president of Juhu. So he came and he said, you, we need you to do ushering service inside the temple. In front of everyone, Giriraj Maharaj is walking around, Sridhar Swami is walking around. You cannot go and have your little lemonade. So I hated it. But when authorities say, you cannot do anything, you just say, okay, I will do it. So Hanumanji so reluctantly said, okay, mother, you divided all the yama amongst yourself. Give me something at least. Something. No. You served enough. You served in Kishkindha. You served in Lanka. You served all the way up to Ayodhya. And in Ayodhya also you occupied yourself. No. Now you relax. Hanuman, you relax. So Hanuman said, please tell me all the services you have taken in all these yamas. So they listed everything possible. And then Hanuman said, oh, one service is missing. That service is when Lord Ramachandra yawns, I will click in front of his mouth. Why? See, Dasya Bhakti means Shebono Nirantara. Mahaprabhu says Nirantara, continuous service. So he's thinking, I'll just click. Now why do you do that? It's mentioned in the Smriti Shastra that if you don't click when you yawn, then your life reduces. Now why is that? So it is mentioned in other Smriti Shastras that actually when you click, it is a reminder. And this is also mentioned in Padma Puran. Skhalitam Jrimbhanam. Jrimbhanam means yawning. Skhalitam means you slip, you fall. Anything happens in your life, any accident happens, immediately Govinda, 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 Govinda. First time you wake up in the morning, first time your eyes open, you chant the mantras and Govinda, 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 Govinda. This is the method. So, when you yawn, Govinda, 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 Govinda. So you have to remember Govinda. That is why the click is to remind you, come on, remember Govinda. You cannot speak but remember Govinda. So anyways, Hanumanji says, I will do that clicking service, yawning. When Ramchandra yawns, so now they are all looking at each other. He's found something. He's found a gap. He's found a gap. I once, Radhanand Maharaj was here at the banner, and there was one very powerful brahmachari. He's not in the ashram now, but he said, oh, nobody approach Maharaj because he's very, very, he has to go very quickly. And he had some very important appointments. So please don't ask him any questions. Otherwise, you know, when Maharaj is, like Sachin Maharaj was here, when he walks up from here to up the stairs is half an hour, right? So like that, same with Bhakti Haru Maharaj when he was here. I remember talking to him right there. For 15 minutes I was talking to him, and so many others might be talking to him. So this happens. So he said, in interest of Maharaj, he said, so I knew that Radhanath Maharaj those days, he would, after giving the class, he would use the men's toilet for, you know, very quickly. 8 out of 10 times I had observed. So you know, when you are in service mode, you have to observe. I had observed. So I thought, okay, I will not be here, but I know where I need to stand. So I stood outside the toilet there. Men's toilet, you know where we have? And nobody was there. Everyone was gathering here because I found that gap. Okay, I need to be there. And absolutely, Maharaj went up the stairs. He must have gone wherever, spoken to whoever, came down. I think he spoke to Shruti Prabhu, came down. And as I almost expected, Maharaj came and I was standing there and I went like, you know, these Air India guy doing this. So standing like this, Maharaj took his bead bag, putting round my neck, said, "Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you?" And this devotee, this brahmachari was telling me, "Let him go, don't speak." I said, "Maharaj, I'm very well, thank you." And the bead bag, Maharaj's bead bag was there around my neck. I put his bead bag. And then Maharaj came back and he said, "So, what is the news?" And that brahmachari said, I said, "Maharaj, I think you have to leave now." So, you know, I had to tell Maharaj that. And Maharaj started laughing. He said, "The news is spread everywhere that I have to meet Mr. such and such." So I didn't know actually. But Maharaj said like that and just left. And before leaving, I was just so absorbed. I'm standing with this bead bag around my neck. And I was just standing like that. And Maharaj patted on my shoulder and said, took the bead bag and said, "Bead my beads." I gave him the beads, he left. So some service. Okay, I became the Air India bead bag holder man, whatever. Fine, some service, right? But you cannot, you have to observe. So this Hanuman was like that, yawning. So, Ramachandra, now, this is another very tricky situation because can you tell when somebody would yawn? So Hanumanji said, "You do your service, Mother Sita, but I'm going to be here. Because my service is to click when he yawns, but I can't tell when he's going to yawn, right? So I have to be there." So 24/7 he was still around. This is how Dasya Bhakti works. So, I will end by this one beautiful verse of Yamunacharya, which is actually quoted in this Raya Ramananda Samvad. Raya Ramananda Samvad is very, very beautiful. Vishakha Devi is speaking to Krishna. Raya Ramananda is Vishakha. Swarup Damodar is Lalita. Of course, some authorities have said Raya Ramananda is also Arjuna. Also, they have also said, some authorities have said, for example, not Vrishabhanu, no. He's not Vrishabhanu. He's Arjuna. He's also Arjuniya Gopi. He's also Vishakha. He's also Lalita. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he's Vishakha. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, in the Bhashya of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also says he's Vishakha, sorry. So we'll accept it like that. So here Vishakha Devi, one of the principal Ashtasakhis, is speaking to Krishna. And not just Krishna, Radha Krishna. So this Samvada is very special. It goes up crescendo. But we have to understand every verse in its entirety, in its mood. Why Dasya is superior? We know Dasya is superior. Why? And where is Shantya going? Shantya has gone nowhere. Shantya is Prema Bhakti. Before I tell this last verse, I need to tell you this, that in Shantaras, you see, I told you there are 9 levels of Prema. They are Rati, Prema, Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, and Mahabhava. In Shantaras, one only experiences Rati and Prema, the 2 levels of Prema. In Dasyaras, one experiences Rati, Prema, Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, and Raga, up to Raga, 6 levels. In Vatsalya, in Sakhyaras, one goes even one more step up to Anuraga, 7th level, entry into the 7th level. But in Vatsalya Ras, one goes till the end of Anuraga, the end of the 7th level. And only in Madhurya Ras does one go up to Bhava, and Mahabhava. And only Srimati Radharani experiences Mahabhava. So this is the gradations of prema, different gradations of prema aligned to the different ratis. Shantarati, Dasyarati, Sakhyarati, Vatsalirati and Madhurirati. These ratis, they each experience different levels of love. That is why we call one as superior than the other. Not because there is any difference between their levels otherwise, but just the degree of love experienced is different. So, Yamanacharya, he prays, he says, Bhavantam evanu charan nirantara. I want to be your anucharaha. Anucharaha means anucharati iti anucharaha. One who follows, constantly follows. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you go, I go. Whatever you do, I assist you to do. That is the mood of anuchara. So here Yamanucharya is saying, Bhavantam evanucharan nirantaraha. I want to constantly be your follower. Prashanta nishesha manorathantaraha. Manoratha, we all have manorathas. Mana, mind, is compared to a ratha, to a chariot. It goes everywhere. Like a chariot keeps going in all directions, mind goes everywhere. But what is the manoratha of a dasya bhakta? Dasa, he says, prashanta nishesha mana. If I get your service, then I need nothing else. Nothing else. I just want to serve. Kadaham aikantika nitya kinkaraha. When will I be aikantika nitya kinkaraha? Kinkaraha means a servant. A servant is called kim kinkaraha in Sanskrit because kim karoti iti kinkaraha. The servant is constantly asking, kim karomi? What can I do for you? What can I do for you? What can I do for you? So his name is Kinkara. Because he's always asking, Kim Karomi, what do I do? What do I do now? What do I do now? Next. So here, Yamanacharya is saying, Kadaham Aikantika Nitya Kinkarai. When will I become an eternal servant of yours? Praharshishyami Sanatha Jivitam. I will become very, very happy the day I become your servant. Sanatha jivitam. The day you accept me as your servant and I engage in your continuous service, that is the day that I will consider myself to be sanatha. Sanatha means one who has shelter, one who has somebody who is looking after him. Otherwise, until that point, I am anatha. Anatha means orphan. I am completely orphaned without you, my Lord. So like Hanuman, even trying to just click for the yawn, bathing himself in the sindoor, and there are so many other pastimes. We understand that Dasya Bhav is higher than, like Prabhuji was mentioning yesterday about Laulyam, greed. I was listening online. That laulyam, greed, only takes one to shantaras. But mamata, where there is myness, where the Lord is my possession and the Lord believes you are His, that is where dasya bhav begins. So now we have come to dasya and the communication will continue between the two great personalities and we'll see how gradually we go into the next few levels. I'll take a couple of questions if there are, or comments or any corrections. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. It's very, very instructional and very nice. Thank you. I have one question, and this is regarding how we can reconcile that Madhavendra Puri, who is in his original swarup, in his original form, a kalpa riksha tree. I think there was some points that he's somewhere in the Radhakund, and then he receiving the different variety of services from the gopis to assist the couple. And still, how he can receive the highest ultimate prema when he descend as Madhavendra Puri, because as we know, only three personalities possess this Mahaprem, right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, and Madhavendra Puri. So my question is, how can we reconcile the position of his Rupa in the spiritual world and his ultimate great blessings as a Madhavendra Puri? And also I have a second part to this question. How can we also understand the position of the energy that he received as Madhavendra Puri, then the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and let's say the mood of Gadadhar Pandit, how they all have some connection with Ladini Shakti, or directly being Ladini Shakti, Shakti Avesh Avatar of that potency, then Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya, who received the mood.
Mm. Very nice. I don't know how many of you understood the question, but the essence of it is Madhavendra Puri's position as Kalpavriksha tree in the spiritual world, and how Madhavendra Puri is different in one sense, although he attained the same Ladini Shakti's blessings, and he possesses the portion, I would say, of Ladini Shakti. How does he possess in comparison to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possesses, in comparison to what Gadadhar Pandit possesses? So I'll give a very short answer, which perhaps is understandable. So, and if you want me to repeat, please do ask me. So Madhavendra Puri is the Kalpavriksha tree. But Madhavendra Puri is not an ordinary tree, ordinary Kalpavriksha tree. He is considered by certain Gaudiya Acharyas, not ancient Acharyas, but those of Gaudiya Math. And there is evidence of that in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing also, that he is considered to be that Kalpavriksha tree who grew in the courtyard of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So he has that affiliation with the Ladini Shakti. But he is a Jiva Swarupa. He is a Jiva. He is a living entity. So he has Ladini Bhava, but in a living entity. And from that root, from that bija, not root, from that seed, is the origin of this Prema Pumartha Mahan, the ultimate philosophy that we have. So that is his position, Madhavendra Puri's. Now compared him to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is also got Ladini Shakti. He is not Radharani. He is the Dyuti of Radharani. So one is Jiva. Jiva Achhadita Ladini Shakti. The other is Ladini Dyuti. Gadadhar Pandit is not Radharani, he is Radharani's Dyuti. Dyuti means reflection, Dyuti means shadow, Dyuti means expansion, with the aspect of Daksha Bhav, not Vamya Bhav. Daksha Bhav means the mood where you serve. Gadadhar Pandit never challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit took Kshetra Sannyas. If my Lord is here, I'm here. My Lord of my heart, Chaitanya, he's here. Then I'm here. So he took Kshetra Sannyas. He never stepped outside of Puri. Why? Mahaprabhu is here. So this is the subservient mood. That part of Srimati Radharani, Dyuti, is in Gadadhar Pandit. And the mood of Radharani, which is Vamya Bhav, which expresses Mana, which expresses Bhava and Mahabhava, So from mana to raga to anuraga to these levels of prema, I'm talking about 9 levels. So to raga to anuraga to bhava to mahabhava. All of those are possessed in the Srimati Radharani Ladini Shakti herself in Gaurahari. So this is the... Anyway, if somebody was not able to follow, they can ask Prabhuji. He will be able to explain. Okay. Yes, Prayojan Prabhu.
Just remembering V.S. Puja to Prabhupada, thanking him. And I always felt that my debt increases every day to Srila Prabhupada. How can we see that?
How can we see that our debt is increasing every day?
Well, for me, yeah. I just feel every moment that I'm in association is my debt.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how do we see the fact that we feel that our debt to Srila Prabhupada is increasing day by day?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, to the degree we feel indebted, to that degree we desire to serve. And to the degree we desire to serve, to that degree we become closer to the personality whom we are serving. So the heart which is filled with gratitude and indebtedness is ultimately reflecting the deep desire to serve the personality because of that indebtedness and gratitude. And that is a sign of our becoming closer and closer to the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. So the fact that we feel indebted to him day by day, every single day, more and more, is a sign that we are rightly situated to serve him more and more, and through that, to become closer to his mood and mission. And just like, you know, Dasya Bhakti, and in fact all the other Bhaktis, Raghunath Das Goswami, he is in Madhurya Bhakti. He is in Madhurya Ras. And he says, he prays, we don't have time for that, I'll just skip the Sanskrit. He prays, the essence is this: Krishna may go wherever he wants, but I am not leaving the side of Srimati Radharani. He may go to Dwarka, but I am here. I cannot leave the side of Srimati Radharani. However, if Srimati Radharani goes to Dwarka, I will run with her, behind her, with the speed of mind. I will go to Dwarka with the speed of mind. So, one who is here, Raghunath Das Goswami, is taking a position where he is completely subservient to Srimati Radharani to the degree that he doesn't care even about Krishna. He just follows wherever Srimati Radharani goes. Similarly, I know Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada's disciple Sridhar Swami, he, in one of the class, he said, I do not care. Of course, he's no longer with us now. Many years he left this planet. He said, I do not care where I have to go next as long as I am with Srila Prabhupada. I'll go wherever he goes. If Prabhupada's next mission is on Mars, I'll go to Mars. He said that in the class. But yeah. So the point is that this indebtedness brings us closer to the personality. So that's a very sweet mood to have. Thank you. That's the last one, yeah? Yeah, Prabhu?
Harisho, thank you for the wonderful class. If I understood correctly, Narad Muni has Shantabhav, right? As you said.
Mm.
So how do we recognize that Narad Muni is instructing Dhruva Maharaj, or let's say he has giving instructions to so many great devotees who Dhruva Maharaj, for example. So how does we correlate that? Somebody who's on Shankara.
Yeah, so it is mentioned. I'll not repeat the question. You spoke on the mic anyway. So yeah. So how is it that personalities of a lower, seemingly a lower rati, is instructing somebody who ends up being in a much more superior rati? Absolutely, it's possible. And it's the same example. Example is given that if you want to create a big bonfire, all you need is a spark. So you cannot say because there is a spark, the fire that comes out of that spark, or that's the result of that spark, will also be small. No. Similarly, the guru instructs the disciples, but the disciples could express any of the ratis. So it is mentioned in many places, actually, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur specifically. He says the guru may not even be a pure devotee, and the disciple could become a pure devotee. Anyway, I'll leave you with that. So, okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samveda bhakta vrinda ki jai. Gaura premanandi hari hari bo.